Let's see. Let's talk about Fernando, Fernando Rodriguez, Rodriguez. Fernando Rodriguez. This is an 82-year-old gentleman on hospice with history of congestive heart failure. The paragraph also suffers from hypertension, diabetes, kidney failure. Has a defibrillator in place, status post heart valve replacement, peripheral vascular disease, and carotid artery stenosis. Patient lives with his wife and his daughter in in the past 6 months or 3 months, he's had changes in his breathing. He's now having more trouble with shortness of breath, with activity, and at rest. He's lost 5 pounds. That's most recently. He has swelling in the lower extremity, consistent with CHF. Has a KPS score of 40% now, as opposed to 50%. He's now requiring care around the clock, no longer to care for himself, and no longer to get up because of the shortness of breath. Period. In the paragraph, he also appears to be in pain and swelling of the and edema of the lower extremity, both related to CHF and renal failure. Period. He requires his bowel and bladder. He's become bowel and bladder incontinent. He requires turning in position. Decreased appetite, weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, has had a few falls in the past weeks, which makes him no longer a candidate to ambulate, period. New paragraph, bowel and bladder incontinent now, and requires medication for anxiety because of the fact that he's short of breath at all times, period. New paragraph, his CHF has definitely worsened and during the last few weeks, to the point that it makes patient to be continued, which makes him continuously eligible for hospice, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.